AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Libya is asking the United Nations for permission to arm itself against the Islamic State group.
Foreign Minister Mohammed al-Dayeri told the UN Security Council Libya is not asking the world to intervene in Libya, just that it
lend urgent support to restructuring our army by arming it.
He spoke through a UN interpreter. The emergency session was called after the Islamic State group posted a video of the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians in Libya. Libya has been torn by violence since the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Dayeri says the international community has a moral responsibility to lend urgent support. Warren Levinson, New York.
Well, President Obama has been hosting a White House summit on fighting extremism. He says terrorist groups like the Islamic State and al-Qaeda promote a false ideology.
We must never accept the premise that they put forward, because it is a lie. Nor should we grant these terrorists the religious legitimacy that they seek. They are not religious leaders, they're terrorists.
Well, if you're shivering in this wave of cold, cold weather, a big chunk of the country is sharing your pain.
We're seeing wind chill values as low as 5 to 15 below. Down as far south as the mid-south states, and even 20 to 30 below zero as you get up into the Great Lakes, parts of the northeast.
National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Burke, the big chill is expected to stick around through the end of the week. Contaminated medical instruments are to blame for infecting 7 patients, including 2 who died in Southern California. Officials at UCLA Medical Center say 179 patients may have been infected with an antibiotic-resistant and potentially deadly superbug. On her first day in office, Oregon Governor Kate Brown urged a quick settlement to a dispute between dock workers and their West Coast seaport employers. This is AP Radio News. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, a possible GOP presidential candidate in Chicago, has been talking foreign policy.
Jeb Bush, in a speech to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, stresses again he is different from his presidential father and brother.
I'm my own man, and my views are shaped by my own thinking and my own experiences.
He also notes that his brother's administration made some mistakes in Iraq, especially in not securing the country after the fall of Saddam Hussein.
Not creating an environment of security after the successful taking out of Hussein.
As for President Obama, Bush calls his foreign policy inconsistent and indecisive. I'm Tim McGuire.
Officials say it could take weeks to learn just how debilitating yesterday's explosion and fire in Torrance, California will prove to the operations of that ExxonMobil facility. Experts say a surge in local gas prices is likely. Most Americans support increasing the minimum wage, according to a new AP GfK poll. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.